There is a push from strata bodies, those that look after the interests of owners of properties in units and medium-density developers, to ban e-bikes and e-scooters in their buildings because of the growing number of fires. There are some residents who want e-bikes banned, who want scooters banned because of the batteries. Now, it should be pointed out, the way the law works is some people are confused by it, but when it comes to the scooters themselves, there actually shouldn't be confusion, because even though the state government and wanted a trial in Sydney, the only area of Sydney where e-scooters are allowed to be ridden is the Georges River Council. They're running a trial, and it's of rental scooters only. For all this people, when you see people through the city on the back of a scooter, they're actually breaking the law as it stands, because the local councils didn't want to follow the state government's recommendation and run a trial. Now, that may well change in the future, but plenty of people have e-scooters. E-bikes are another matter altogether. They are legal. There is a suggestion perhaps there needs to be some sort of registration for those e-bikes. The reality is the charging of the batteries of these bikes and scooters is leading to fires. Should there be a ban, or perhaps there should be some other sort of control when these batteries are being charged, particularly in apartment buildings? Fred Tuckwell is from the Owners Corporation Network and joins us. G'day, Fred.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, mate. There was a story today in the news that Strata in North Sydney has made the decision to ban e-bikes and e-scooters from their buildings outright. Should there actually be a ban? Should it go that far?
I'd caution against a ban on e-bikes and e-scooters. If you sort of draw your mind back to the whole uproar some time ago about pets, and owners' corporations tried to ban pets into apartment buildings, and that was ruled illegal against the Strata Schemes Management Act. I believe the same thing would happen if somebody tried to ban e-bikes, e-scooters. There's a better approach, and that is just to apply common sense to how you charge them. You know, what is allowed and what isn't allowed in the buildings, and you know, look at what the real causes of the fire are.
And the cause seems to be people not following instructions to the letter, that they're leaving these batteries being charged up overnight or when they leave the home. Have you got confidence, though, that people who live in apartments, because based on what's happened in the last couple of months, they haven't actually been following the instructions? How do you enforce those instructions?
That's part of the problem, instructions, and we are in the process of developing a bylaw which establishes that. And in that bylaw, we talk about safe charging practices. But that's not the total problem. The real problem and the cause of the fire is poor quality imports. And we're calling on, you know, the basically regulation within Australia to make sure people like fair trading, to make sure that they don't allow these cheap quality imports. Bicycle New South Wales is doing the same thing. Mm. And also people want to play with them. You know, I'm an old guy from going back and used to hot up cars. Well, people want to hot up their e-bikes and put in different batteries and different chargers.
Yeah.
And that's just asking for trouble. If you put an incompatible charger onto a battery, the battery charging device senses when the battery is full and switches it off. If that's an incompatible charger, it doesn't do that and it catches fire.
I've got to tell you, Fred, I wouldn't have much confidence, though, in regulation that comes from a government when the fact is using an e-scooter, say, for instance, through the CBD of Sydney, is currently illegal and no authority is enforcing the law.
Yeah, I had one of these interviews recently, and I was sitting in Bourke Street in Surry Hills and watching all the scooters go past, wondering the same thing. But, yeah, I agree with that. That is obviously a problem. However, it's not illegal to have a scooter. You can use them on private property. So you've got to take that into account as well.
Correct. Wayne has just sent me a message, one of our listeners, and Wayne says, I can buy a fireproof safe. Why not some sort of fireproof box or something similar where you can put your battery in to charge?
100%.
Maybe there needs to be 100%.
Some technology. We are, in our bylaw, recommending, and yeah, strata schemes. People think of apartment buildings as 100 apartments, big buildings. The fact is 75% of apartment buildings are 10 and under, and they don't have much money. Even though FireSafe might not cost a whole lot, It is an approach that big screens might adopt. You know, they might think about getting an appropriate charging area, fire safe, sprinklers, electrical cutoff, all the necessary things to take care of it.
Good on you, Fred. Appreciate your time.
All the best. Have a good afternoon.
Fred Tuckwell, who's from the Owners Corporation Network, so they're representing Strata. What should they do about this problem? When the government can't even enforce their own regulations, you are not allowed currently to use an e-scooter on the road or the footpath. Yet they're everywhere. You can use them on private property. Absolutely. If you've got a big backyard, go your hardest. But I've just been staying down at a caravan park during my holidays in Kiama. And some of the people around us decided one day to go out and buy some e-scooters. And they were zipping around the park on the e-scooters. And we all received a text message that evening from park management. A gentle reminder, you are not allowed to use the e-scooter in the park. So they had to put them away. But it's not stopping people using them on footpaths all over our city. So if our authorities can't enforce those basic regulations in public places, I don't know how they're going to enforce different regulations on strata properties.